Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to everyone that is tuning in this morning to the Black Box Show, 8 a.m. Central Time, on this beautiful and prosperous morning, on this date, May 10th, 2016. I thank you for tuning in to be inspired and to begin to be in tune and in harmony with the Creator, the Supreme Being, and the Creator that is within you, inside of that physical body that we call the temple. I thank you for tuning in to hear the outcome of this topic entitled, Stop Being Your Own Enemy. And for those that would love for others to be tuning in this morning, the call-in number is 646-668-2562. The call-in number for you to listen live and for others to listen as well is 646-668-2562. I thank you for tuning in while you headed to work, or for those that headed home, getting off from work, that this that you will hear will help you and guide you without any bit of hesitation to rise above emotions into the thinking of the Creator. You may be going through a lot of things right now, or you may be going through something that may be small, and it's been bothering you probably ever since yesterday. Maybe recently, or it could be for years, for months, for weeks, or for days. And you may be looking for the right answer. You may be wanting to know what could be the right decision that you can make. And you still being uneased because you still have to present yourself to others like you strong, like you on point, like everything is fine. And some may feel as though that it's easy for you to overcome anything. And it's no way that you can let anything get the best of you. this topic, stop being your own enemy. Most times, for some people, they feel as though that they can handle anything that comes their way. And they have no need of no one help. And sometimes it can be that they say, I have no need for the one that made and created me. I can do this all by myself. I need no help. And as time go on, we begin to see that it's affecting us to bear the things that we said we can handle by ourselves. So now it become a burden on us, but our pride keep us going, keep us in the frame of mind that it's all on me. And if I did ask anyone for any help, they wouldn't help me, or they would judge me. You know, when we get up in the morning and when we go to the bathroom to take care of the business that is our obligation to the physical body, to us, when we look in the mirror at ourselves, what do we truly see? Why do we have to wake up and lay down struggling with the same issues? Why do we have to continue on going along with others just to get along? And when something takes place with us and others, we see the real them and we see the real us. And most times, we allow something petty, something small, to grow into a mountain because we refuse to ask for help. As we know, when we went to school, and for those that are in school right now, the teacher will ask, do not be afraid. Do not feel embarrassed. If you need help, if you do not understand, if you do not know the answer. Now, some will say, I'm not going to do that, because other people in the classroom will look down on me, will laugh at me and talk about me like I'm a dummy. I'm here to tell you, it's not another person's opinion about you that will make you to be successful in life, or that will break you. It's about what you choose for yourself. You have to look at the leader within you to be able to be effective in this outside world, this world that is outside of the physical body that we live inside of, this world that is an illusion, and this world have a lot of confusion. And everything that is taking place in this world outside of the physical body is a mass of energy. We are spiritual beings inside of the physical body that we call the temple of God, the temple of the Creator. So everything we see that is taking place on social media, everything that we see that is appearing on our local news station and the worldwide news, CNN, and other outlets, that's all we see. That's all we hear about is killing. Who lied? All we look and witness to is madness and wickedness. It's just like the shows that we choose. You know the shows that we look at certain days of the week, is what we looking at, is it helping us? Or is it denying us what we can truly have on this earth? Heaven and hell is a condition. It's a state of mind that we choose to live inside. You can live inside of hell, or you can live inside of heaven. Nobody outside of us can make us do anything unless we give them the power, we give them the authority, the choice to do so. The Creator have made us to be dominion over every creeping, crawling thing, even the sun and the moon and the stars. No animal on the earth have what we have. We can use our imagination and we can visualize whatever we want to happen. And that's why the war in the past and the present, and surely to come in the future, war and peace is created by the mind of man. Whether it's a man or a woman, it's done from the mind. And the mind that is done from is the subconscious mind. Did you know that your body is an emotional disc that records your beliefs and your impressions? That's why I see why my mother and my uncle used to tell me to cut off the ignorant box, to cut it off. I was thinking they was being mean. You know, as a child, we carry on as though that people is more so against us than to help us because we immature. But a lot of us, we thinking that our age, whether we are in our 30s and beyond, we think that we grown. But we have a lot of childish ways. Our body is growing, but our mind is like a 3-year-old, like an 8-year-old. We haven't developed our mind. And we must begin to understand that all the answers that we need is inside of us. No blaming your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-husband, your ex-wife. You have to look at yourself. And whatever went on with these people that was in your life and still in life, you have to learn how to forgive them. Because a lot of things that people do to each other is out of ignorance. Jealousy and envy is out of ignorance. Because if I seen you going from A to Z, being successful, being prosperous, instead of me just sitting there and feel as though that you outdoing me or you better than me, I must come to you and ask you, what did you do to go from A to Z? What did you do? I got my pen, my pencil. I have a sheet of paper. I have my notepad, my notebook to take some notes. Because I want to know the things that you did to get from A to Z. And when we deny ourselves from doing this, we become jealous. We become envious of people. And that's our fault. That's our fault when we refuse to use the mental faculties. And the word faculty is a noun, and it means an inherent mental or physical power. We have to use our mental powers to be farther than where we at. All of us, regardless if we black or white, regardless of our religious beliefs, regardless of our lifestyle, our age, our culture, our nationality, it doesn't matter. Every human being have 86,400 seconds to be a better human being. That's how many seconds doing the entire date. From sun up to sundown, starting after 12 a.m., we have until it strike 11:59 p.m., we have from that time to this time, from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m., we have 86,400 seconds to be rich, to be wealthy, to have better health, to work for our brother, our sister, our neighbor, our community as we work for ourselves. Why live and waste time? We was born not to die. We was born to live. Get that dying off your mind. One day I got to go. Yeah, you gonna go real soon, ASAP, because that's all you got on your mind. Who died in the family? What disease run in the family? And it probably gonna hit me too. That's a lie. That's a lie. Just because people in my family had diabetes, had heart issues, had cancer, and other issues, it doesn't mean Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ, God gonna have it. It's for me to learn from the cause. For them to have that disease, to have that illness. How can you remove any negative thing out of your life when you're not making a step to make a difference in your life? When you running from reading materials that can help you, that can inspire you. You don't need no motivation. You need to understand who you are, what you are. And when it comes to the Creator, who is the Creator? And what can the Creator do, especially for me? And that Creator that lives in the same place where I live, inside of that temple. You can run to the building every day of the week, the building that we call our worship place. You can go there. You can go there. But have it help you? I'm not saying not to go there and fellowship and worship. But you have to change your mind for you, your preacher, your minister, your teacher cannot change your mind unless you want your mind to be changed. You must change the way you look at things. So the way you look at things can change. That can better help you, and you can better serve that place of worship with those that are dysfunctional, those that are ignorant, and those that feel as though that they have to always struggle and take the easy way out. Who said you always have to struggle? Who said that? Who said you always have to take the easy way out? Who said you always have to borrow from people, get loans from people? Who said that people always need to help you? Who said that? If people help you, that's a blessing. And if they do not help you, that's a blessing. It's by choice and not by force. You can't make nobody help you. I'm going to tell you, I'm a witness bearer. I thought that everybody I went to that I asked help from, they supposed to help me the way I wanted them to help me and the time and the date. And if I felt as though that they didn't come through, they didn't care about me or they didn't love me or they didn't even mess with me from the beginning. See how quick that we can be like little children, that when we go to the store, we run and pick up sweets. We run and pick up candy. We run and pick up cakes and soda pop. And our parent or our guardian tell us to go back and put that up. And we fall out. We cry like the world is ending. A lot of us act like this. Until you be honest with yourself. And I must continue to be honest with myself. You will not be your own enemy. That's your fault. Whatever situation you in, you have to be honest with yourself. Stop that faking it till you're making it. Who said you had to fake it till you make it? That's another lie. Because if you fake it till you make it, you're going to put yourself more deeper in debt. I don't even like to use the word debt, but I'm giving it to you because this is what you face with. This is what you're going through. You put yourself more in debt because you want to prove to people outside of you, you got it going on. You got $300 shoes on and you staying with somebody. You ain't even got a key. Not even a rumor house. Not even a room to a rumor house. You got $300 shoes on. And you staying with somebody. But in your mind, I got it going on. No, you lied to yourself. That's what you're doing. And as time go on, other people going to see you just a walking liar and a deceiver. And you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. Hit the brakes. Hit pause. And start being honest with yourself. And stop being your own enemy. And stop being what the Creator created you to be. And that is a reflection of Him. You don't have to be a devil unless you want to be a devil. That's your choice. And if you feel that you have to mess it up for other people because of the thing that you have experienced in your life from the time that you was in the womb, you ain't going to get nowhere. You're not winning like that. You're losing. More so winning. I thank you for tuning in. For you to hear about you. Not to hear about nobody else, only you. And to get your life in order and do something right now. Do not wait until tomorrow. Do something now. Write things down that you like about yourself and that you dislike about yourself. And look at that and do something about it. I thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show. And tune in, God willing, next Tuesday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Thank you. May you and your family have a blessed and prosperous life. Thank you. Have a blessed day.